Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, and this is our Power Women podcast from Schneps Media. We are so delighted, and personally, I've met Lucy Kwan, who is the very first Asian American bureau chief in the Suffolk County Ray Tierney's DA's office. And I'm so proud that Lucy has been such a, shall we say, holding the banner for the Asian American community in a most unique way, even though she's charged also with handling finance crime. So she's got a lot on her plate, but I am thrilled to have Lucy with us. Welcome.
Thanks, Vicki. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, you know, your life has been a great journey, but it all starts at the beginning. And I would love to have you share with me and our listeners, who influenced you to be the great success you are today? You know, you've been on a long educational journey with all kinds of a bachelor's degree and a legal degree and hardworking. How many years are you now in the DA's office?
23 years.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks,
so
Vicki.
How did you start? What was your inspiration, you think, to become, put you on a path, your passion, follow your passion?
Yeah. So, Vicki, you know, to be honest, it's really like women like you and other women who gave me an opportunity to see what I could be one day. Obviously, being the child of immigrant parents, they had a lot of big dreams of providing me with opportunities that they themselves couldn't have. It's not an easy thing to pick up your family and leave everything you've known, a home, a homeland, a country, just for the sake of a better tomorrow for the future generation. And, you know, I think all those things played a role in me. So every day of my life, for the most part, even as a young child, I had big dreams and I had the mentality that I could definitely be whatever I wanted to be. So from there, I just pretty much, that was my journey. And it was really amazing for me to see, especially other women doing it, where in some cultures, you may not see that as often. So that was really my biggest inspiration.
Well, you know, I think for many people, it's where you're born and how you're born and the people that raise you up. And if ever there was a raising up, what country did your family come from?
South Korea.
You know, it always is amazing to me how they come and have to learn a new language and a new world. So I think the success is even brighter when I'm sure they look at you, their faces light up. And, you know, you're on a great journey at the DA's office. And actually, you were the first Asian American appointed by Ray when he became the DA, Ray Tierney.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you're doing now and what your responsibilities are.
Yeah, so I am the chief of the bureau chief of the Financial Crimes Bureau. And within that bureau, there are multiple units. It is the fastest growing crime. And we speak about that often. We partner up with our elected officials. We partner up with other agencies to educate the community as much as we can. Because obviously, the best model would be to prevent a crime. To try to prevent a crime is education. But then within that, there are many different components. Obviously, you know, there are certain constituencies that are more susceptible, especially the elder community, you know, for a number of reasons. And we speak about that when we go out. You know, we speak about that in the sense that they may not be as technically savvy, A. B, there is sometimes a lonely component to it if they've outlived their spouse. C, at that point in your life, for the most part, you've gained a degree of wealth. So you become very susceptible and appealing to these financial, you know, mongers out there. The other thing about financial crimes is that it's a crime that impacts everybody, every facet of society. It doesn't see your race. It doesn't see your gender. It doesn't see your social economic status. And, you know, the DA acknowledged that. Obviously, he has tremendous amount of real hands-on experience. So when he took office, he and I met, he shared with me his vision. And the number one thing he said to me, Lucy, you have to be part of helping me keep the county safe. And I'm talking about every part of this county. So, you know, along those lines, I think we were on the same page. He provided me with a tremendous team and staff, and we've been off to the races since then. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, it's been in the media. You know the pace that the office has been going at. It's been tremendous. It has been a tremendous journey. Yes.
Well, I know that you work very diligently, obviously. That's why you're so successful. But tell me about your personal involvement with the Asian American community, because I know you've done some great things with the community, and they call it the Asian American Pacific community. So you've got to first tell me, what are the countries that are included in your concentration and interest?
Sure. So, you know, Asia, the term Asian is, or Asia, it's very large. You know, it can go, you know, as far west as Turkey, all the way out to, as you know, what's commonly known as the Far East, to Japan, but also the South Asia, which is, you know, India, Pakistan, but, you know, and there are parts of Russia or the, you know, that are also encompassed within the Asian terminology. But there's also, you know, islands and whatnot out in the Pacific, Hawaii, Guam, things along. So it's huge. Not only is it huge, but it is also the fastest growing community here on Long Island. And I've been a public servant my entire life. I've committed my life to service, you know, hence working at the DA's office now for 23 years. And one of the biggest components of being a prosecutor and knowing that your responsibility is to keep the community safe is to know your community. Another thing that the DA and I, you know, we share, you know, obviously Ray's biggest mission also is to make sure that his staff is out there in the community doing the outreach, because his motto is very simple. He does not want the first time that the community interacts with the DA's office to be on the worst day of their lives, whether it's because they're a defendant being arrested or because they're a victim of a crime. So along those lines, you know, I've done a lot of community work just throughout my life. But what as I've been doing it in my professional life, one of the things that I've noticed was that there was such a lack of acknowledgement, or the Asian community have said that they just feel so unheard and unseen. So let me give you a little bit of a fun fact. Oh, I don't know, fun fact, but it's a fact that so the Asian community, we make up about 8 to 10% of the US population. For ethnic group, we are the most educated and the wealthiest. Well, we are one of the most wealthiest for a racial group, an ethnic group. And part of that has to do with because we're also one of the most educated. Yet we hold the least amount of leadership roles, whether it be in corporate America or whether it be in elected positions. And as I inquired in the community, you know, oftentimes they said that they just feel like we've never really been ever considered. So obviously, you know, Ray made history by appointing me as the first Asian American bureau chief. But with that, I felt like I had I had the tremendous opportunity to represent the community to ensure that there's true equity within our leadership role, that where our voices are heard, and that, you know, when there is a seat available at that table, that we are actually seen and considered. So I actually am part of a non-for-profit, the United Asian American Alliance, and we do a lot to, you know, represent the Asian community. We do a lot also in the ways of educating all of the community and the, you know, that to make them aware of our culture, the Asian culture. And, you know, the other thing part of it is also we also like to lobby for our community as well. And look, one of the greatest things that we've done, in addition to being, you know, finally having a seat at the table at the DA's office in this county, after the county executive election most recently, Ed Romaine did make available to a couple of his transition seats to the Asian American community. And I was so proud to be part of that.
That's what having a seat at the table. And I think, you know, the success of the community needs to be broadcast more. So yeah. You and I, this podcast, will talk about ideas of how we can raise the visibility of the successful and the well-educated community that's adding to the community's wealth by not just money, but by their intellect.
Yeah.
You know, passion for education. I think it's important for people to know. And I'm so glad, you know, I'm proud of you having achieved this. And, you know, I think women should be lifting each other and encouraging each other in terms of leadership positions. And I think, you know, for you, this has been proven to be successful. So share with me, Lucy, what would you consider some keys to success? What are the things people need to do to be successful? And I will tell you, as you are so successful, what ideas would you give to others?
First and foremost, I would say perseverance. I would also say belief in yourself. And one of the most important things that I share, especially with the younger generation, is don't allow someone else to tell you what you can and cannot do. You set your own bar and your own goals. The other thing, too, is that if you have not found anyone who believes in you and supports you, then you're looking in the wrong place, because I assure you, we are out there. And I think you welcome also the other thing, too, is welcome the bumps along the road. Welcome the hard times and the hardship, because with the perseverance, you'll overcome them. And what it does is establishes grit in you. And there is nothing that you cannot accomplish without grit in your life. And especially as a woman, to have grit and grace, it is a winning combination.
Wow. You know, as I'm listening, you know, I don't know if you know, my firstborn daughter turned blue in the nursery and suffered irreparable brain damage. And when you talk about turning grit and the bad times into good, but because of Lara, I started an organization to help other children as well as Lara. It's called Life's Work. And so, you know, now thousands of people are being helped. But my pain at her birth and at her injury and her illness sometimes felt overwhelming.
Yeah. And you took that pain and turned it into purpose. I know. I'm very well aware of you. Like you said, Vicky, when we started, who inspired you? Vicky, I'm very well aware of your career. So yeah, you were definitely one of my role models for sure.
Well, I just love people to be able to have, as you said, the grit. I love that word. To be able to come and create from pain to purpose. Well, that's Lucy Kwan for you. I am so proud to have her with us. She is the first Asian American bureau chief in the Suffolk DA's office. It's been my honor and pleasure to speak with you today.
Thanks, Vicky. It's always a pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you. And this is Victoria Schnepp signing off. See you next time on the podcast. Bye now.